sit right back, then you'll hear a tale of a fateful trip.
In the year 1831, biologist Charles Darwin began a fateful journey on the HMS Beagle. On that journey, Darwin formulated the controversial theory of evolution, which has impacted society down to this day.
Our goal is to punch holes in that theory, so we'd like to welcome you to
Sink the Beagle.
Fire one, Captain!
Dan, you are just awesome when you hit those boats with those bombs.
Well, I hit the boat sometimes, but not always what I should be saying on these subjects. Anyway, I am Stan Hudson.
I am John Kurlinski. We'd like to welcome you to another episode of
Sink the Beagle,
where we take a very lighthearted look at serious subjects like where we came from and maybe get a clue from that as to where we're going. And we think that God has created a wonderful hope and purpose to mankind. He created man and woman in his image. And that little illusion at the beginning there, John, I want to get something out of the way really early, really quick here.
Okay. Get it out of the way, Stan. What is it?
In our last episode of Sink the Beagle, I goofed.
Okay. Let's go on.
When I heard you say triceratops and talking about bird-hipped and lizard-hipped dinosaurs, I thought, sure, you were saying Tyrannosaurus rex. You said triceratops, and we went off in a circle, and I made a mistake. So I apologize, John. Okay,
moving on today. We want to talk about, not Diane, well,
Lucy!
Lucy! Ricky Ricardo says a lot of explaining to do.
Lucy. Lucy was no lady, and what we're talking about today is probably the very best set of, according to evolutionists, according to man from ape theorists, we have probably the very best fossil record of supposedly the ape man, in this case ape woman.
Ape woman. What a babe.
In the fossil record that has been discovered and named Lucy.
She was discovered by Donald Johansson,
mm-hmm.
and she was found in and put on Splashdown National Geographic and all the major documentaries. Held her up, the Australopithecine, who was, mm-hmm. oh, so feminine.
So feminine, so human, apparently, in the skeletal destruction.
And her skeletal made her, we liked the way she walked. That's what it really comes down to.
It was all about walking, and this has a little bit to do with a number of concerns that we have as creationists about the way that artists' rendering of the data sometimes skews public opinion a certain way.
Artist rendering.
Yes, we're going to talk about that a little bit today as we discuss Lucy and the supposed fossil evidence of man ascending from apes or a common ancestor with apes.
Yeah, up until the time of Lucy, mostly what you had was a few bones of fragments of an arm or a leg or a rib or two or mm-hmm. a jaw or maybe a fairly complete skull. But Lucy was actually about 40% of a fossil.
40%, fairly complete. A little bit of jaw, not an awful lot of skull, rib cage, shoulders, upper arms, down to the hip and so forth.
And below the leg. Below
just a little bit of leg.
Tibia.
Almost no, and no feet and no hands.
No feet or hands.
Mm-hmm.
And so
that's important for this discussion, as we'll see in a minute.
So they have these things, they've reassembled them, and then mm-hmm. they take this skeleton and they ask the artist, now draw us a creature, which is obviously not just a monk, another ape.
Yes.
Or another monkey.
Even though it was first termed Australopithecus, which means apithecus, which
southern
means
monkey.
Southern ape.
Southern ape.
Southern ape.
Yeah. Austro means south.
And pithecus means ape. And so it was first called the Southern Ape, but they looked at this and they said, bingo, it's supposedly 2 to 3 million years old. That's right where we want
an ancestor. Well, actually, it wasn't that old.
Well, yeah.
But they took it back to another guy to have it redated.
We want this a little bit older. Can you get the few...
Add a few gray hairs.
Yeah, add another million on this, could you?
Yeah. Okay. So they had it redated from about two to 3 million years.
And they didn't do it with radiometric. They did it with other procedures. Comparing
pig teeth.
Pig teeth and just a rough guess kind of thing.
Wouldn't you love to take something in? Don't you feel real confident about your science when when they date something originally with radiometric and they claim it to be very, very accurate, and they mm-hmm. date this fossil in the record to be about 1.6, 1.8, maybe mm-hmm. two million years old, but it doesn't quite fit their
model. But we want it to be 3 million.
And so they take it to another person for a second opinion.
What will it take to get this to 3 million years? Well, what have you got?
Well, how much money?
How much you got?
I can do it with pig teeth.
And so we're not going to get it by radiometric dating. We'll have to come up with some other way. And so they did it with comparing it to pig teeth. But that's another story, and another Sink the Beagle in the future. But anyway, okay, so Lucy is dated supposedly between 2 and 3 million years. She has a 40% complete skeleton, and the important thing that the discoverers of Lucy wanted to establish was she was an ancestor to man.
Yes, and so they had artist renditions, which are famous all around the museums of the world.
Go to St. Louis. I believe it's St. Louis.
All of them. A lot of them.
And you go to St. Louis, and you'll actually see something of a statue here, kind of a reconstruction there. And what do you see when you walk in? You know, the school kids come around the corner with their teachers, and they look at this.
And there's this lady standing there.
Okay. She kind of hairy, but other than that, what's the look?
The look, she has her teeth pointed nice in front and forward. Uh-huh. I mean, not her teeth, her feet.
And your feet. Yeah, the feet are the things that are down at the bottom.
Okay. Yeah, the feet are pointed nice and forward, and mm-hmm. she has her hand kind of almost by her head, and she has this starry, pensive feature look. I am thinking I have a fossilized thought here.
Yes, and it's kind of like I don't have a thing to wear, maybe. But anyway, but she's
what
got
am I
going to
wear to the ball tonight?
She's got her finger kind of on the side, pensively thinking. And the artist was asked, why did you picture her that way? What did he say?
Well, he said, I kind of wanted to give her not so much where she's been, but where she's going.
I.e.,
she's becoming
she wants to think
human.
About being human. You know, I think someday I'll be better than I am.
I'm going to kiss a frog. And marry a princess.
A prince, yeah.
Well,
oh,
really,
boy.
But he did do certain things to give her that look.
Now, in particular, the things that particularly bug creationists is the way that he treated the hands and the feet and the posture. The posture was straight up and down, rigid, straight up and down.
I mean, she had a better back than we do, Stan.
Better than us, old creep, hunched over old fogies. And she had straight, very piano-esque kind of, you know, play the piano kind of fingers.
Or violin, whatever, yeah.
The feet were pointed forward, and the toes and everything.
The legs were crossed slightly in a posture like I'm ready to walk bipedal folks all across the land.
Absolutely. Very graceful, very human. And they have since that time found much more fossil. Actually, they found it before even this statue was made. But they found hands and feet from an Australopithecus afarensis, which is Lucy, another kind of Lucy, another version, and they found that the fingers were curved and the toes were curved, and just like a monkey.
Yeah, well, they did. You know, we have lots of Australopithecine, not lots. We have quite a few Australopithecine body parts.
Mm-hmm.
And when you start...
Something like a dozen or so.
And when you start assembling
skeletons.
The various ones, we do have hands with fingers.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe those didn't come with skulls or knees, but they came with hands, or we do have feet. Mm-hmm. And when you look at them, they don't look like the ones that they put on the Lucys in the museums.
No, not at all. In fact, they are very consistent with the kinds of monkeys that live in trees. In other words, they're curved.
Arboreal.
Arboreal. They live around, they're meant to hook around
grasp.
Tree limbs.
Grasp
and,
that.
And even their feet.
Swing like Tarzan.
And even the feet are meant to, they're curved and they're meant to grab around, walking
they have,
along
they have
the ranch.
Ape-like feet.
Mm-hmm.
Very
so
ape-like
feet. Ape-like feet, ape-like hands. And the other part that was really significant that they wanted to make a big deal out of was the posture of the hips and the way that the legs kind of angled in.
They call them carrying angles.
Yeah, that's carrying angle, kind of a knock knee kind of thing where the angle of the legs come in from the hip down to a closer space between the knees. And that helps you to not have an ape-like walk. You're not shifting your weight from left to right as you lumber
forward.
I know
some jocks that kind of walk ape-like-ish, you know, when I'm going to school.
Well, there you go. See, maybe there is something to this evolution thing. But this monkey or this Lucy critter had legs that kind of came in, and they said, bingo, that's not monkey, that's human.
That's human. And she had what they call a 15-degree carrying angle. Now, modern mm-hmm. humans have about a 9-degree carrying angle.
Mm-hmm.
So she had an even more...
More pronounced angle,
whereas the a lot of the other apes don't have any angle at all.
It's straight down.
Straight down.
Like gorillas and so forth, the legs go straight down. And that's why when a gorilla does walk...
He has to throw his body.
He has to throw his weight from left to right as he lifts those legs up, else he'd fall over.
Yeah.
So, you know, this seemed to indicate to, of course, those that are desperately looking for evidence of an ancestor.
Evolution. It has to be.
It has to be.
Bipedal.
Bipedal.
Yes!
She's walking upright and everything. Even
whoa,
though
what
the
babe.
Even though the hips aren't right, you know, and that's sort of another thing. You know, they have found that the angle is well within what some tree dwellers have for their legs to keep them walking on, having
branches.
Their feet close together so they can grab a branch and walk along a branch.
And it's actually more pronounced because actually to walk and have that balance, 9% angle is great, but to grab a branch directly below your feet, really you need even a more pronounced 15% is even better.
Okay.
It's interesting though also when you look at these artist renditions of Lucy, you know, if you gave her a little shaved, they also kind of lowered her, took her chin down a little bit instead of being quite as pronounced and sticking out like they, like the rest of the Arthropus scenes. Mm-hmm. They had it kind of reduced in the artist rendition.
And
you almost could have kissed her, you know, if you'd have shaved her and gave her, you could have given her a kiss.
She's
kind of European looking, you know,
not my
little hair in the leg, you know, and stuff.
Oh,
but, you know.
John. Okay. Now listen, let's get not on the, you know,
she was a babe.
The rendering, you know, listeners, if you could see the rendering of Lucy and at least this St. Louis Museum model, you would have to see what John is alluding to here. She really is like a model and everything. But okay, back to the subject of the hip and the walking angle. You know, there was a paleontologist at Kent University that was featured in a Lucy program on television where they studied Lucy's apparent anatomy and the walking ability and so forth. And he made this interesting comment about how, you know, the hips kind of look remarkably ape-like, and we know that that can't be so. We know that Lucy walked straight up and down. And so looking at this hip, you know, if you look carefully at this two pieces of hip that were broken
together,
they fit together too well.
I mean, every little crack bump showed that these things were together.
Mm-hmm.
And when you put them together like they had found them, it looked very ape-like.
Yes, and he said there's a problem here. Now, because we know she didn't walk like an ape. We just know that.
We know that. So this Owen Lovejoy, the person they called upon from Kent University, said, oh, we're going to fix this.
So he got
apparently
out
he said that a deer had stepped on the skeleton or something and broke it.
And we're going to crush
it to make it look like that. Even though it fits really well, it was never meant to be like that. And so, because these bones must have been soft and pliable and bent.
Enter the table saw.
So he got out his little table saw. I like table saws, but he whacked on this bone, rebroke it again.
Elmer's glue
and some caulk, and he put it together the way he thought it should look.
And it looks human now.
And it looks human now.
Okay.
And that's how they were able to sell the idea or help sell the idea. I mean, the lengths, and they call that good science.
That's good science.
That's good science. I mean, wow.
Well, you know, that is just, and it's funny because I would say the bulk of evolutionary scientists now who even study human descent fossils, they will say that Lucy is an ape. There's no doubt about it.
She's not in the line.
She's not in the line. And they're saying we still don't have a good ancestor.
So what is the descendant of humanity? Where does it come from? What's our torpedo text?
Our torpedo text at the end of today's program is Genesis 1:27. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him. Male and female, he created them.
Thus, Lucy was no lady.
Lucy was a monkey. But there was a female and a male version that God created in his own image.
She was a real babe.
And she was. And that is the high view that we should have of ourselves, created in the image of God.
Not in the image of Lucy. So tune in again for another fun-filled
Sink the Beagle.
Thanks for listening to Sink the Beagle. We'd like to send you a special gift just for being with us today. Write to our email address, beagle@lifetalk.net, and ask for your free copy of Dr. Dwight Nelson's book called Built to Last, A Thoughtful Look at Creation and Evolution. Ask for Built to Last when you write to beagle@lifetalk.net. And be sure to listen in next time for Sink the Beagle.
So join us here each week, my friends. You're sure to get a smile from seven stranded castaways here on Gilligan's Isle.